Hi, I have a reservation for tonight, and I just want to check in.
Sure, what's your name?
Mike Adams.
Okay, let me check here. Here's your key to open your door. You're in room 360. Just walk down the hall, and you'll see the elevator's on your right.
Oh, okay. And what time is the restaurant open for breakfast?
It serves breakfast from 6:30 to 10 a.m.
Oh, okay. And where's the exercise room? I'd like to, run a couple of miles before going to bed tonight.
It's on the second floor, and it's open till 10 tonight, but the treadmill isn't working.
Oh, well. And one final question. Do you have wireless internet in the rooms?
We do.
Oh.
For $7.95 a night.
Oh. I thought something like that would be free.
No, sorry, sir. But you can get free wireless access if you sit in the parking lot on the north side.
Oh.
You see, the hotel next to us has wireless, and...
Oh, great. Forget that. And every room has a refrigerator, right?
Well, we can have one put in your room for an additional $10 a night.
Oh, I thought something like that would be included in the price of the room.
Sorry, sir.
Well, you know, it kind of irks me when hotels nickel and dime their customers like this. I check with several...
You really should have checked this one, too, shouldn't you, buddy?
I'm all flustered now. I mean, all the other hotels provide these amenities for free.
Sorry, sir. It's just the way it is at this hotel.
And the bed, is that extra, too?
Of course not.
Oh, I've had it. I'll just try the hotel across the street. I'm sure they'll give me better service.
Okay, but you'll be canceling your reservation here, so we'll have to charge you a cancellation fee of 50% of the cost of the room.
Oh, forget it. I can't win either way. What's my room again?
360.
Ugh.